What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Always Baron Burton's W Sauce. That's like Greg McElroy, that chicken, the Sanderson chicken you stung by. Just throw a little Baron Burton's W Sauce or fire sauce on there, make it a little bit better. I'll use the tongs. And don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. I'm going to have like seven of those Thursday night after we're all done here while I'm playing MGA. Scotty Scheffler, speaking of golf, is the best player in the world right now. And he's a guy that I respect a lot. He is people would call him boring, right? Mm-hmm. Because he just goes about his business and all he does is win. And he wins at a rate that makes it kind of boring because you watch a golf tournament that he's in and you're like, well, Scotty's got the lead. It's over. But, you know, he's at the British Open, starts tomorrow, and he was talking about how winning's not overly important to him, and he literally said, and I obviously understand this, but he's like, his biggest goal in life is not to be a great golfer. He'd rather be a great father.
That's why I talk about families being my priority, because it really is. You know, I'm blessed to be able to come out here and play golf, but if my golf ever started affecting my home life or it ever affected the relationship I have with my wife or with my son, you know, that's going to be the last day that I play out here for a living. You know, this is not the be-all, end-all. This is not the most important thing in my life, and that's why I wrestle with why is this so important to me, because, you know, I would much rather be a great father than I would be a great golfer. You know, that at the end of the day, that's what's more important to me.
Yeah, and he went on to talk, Allie, he talked for a while on this subject, and he basically said if he thought he was being a bad partner to his wife, mm-hmm. or parent to his son, that he would walk away from golf that day and not play golf as a job anymore. And he talked about something that we all know and we all talk about as competitors, is that winning goes away like very quickly after,
of course,
the feeling of it. But the losing sticks with you, and I think he would think that he's losing at life if he's not a great parent.
I mean, that's such a huge statement for him to make. Do you buy it? Do you fully believe?
I do. Okay. Full Swing is a Netflix special. It's kind of like Drive to Survive and a full whatever the NASCAR one is. I can't even think of right now. And the very first one, they had him on, and they did a good job of explaining. He's a very devout Christian. He's very strict to his family. Remember, he was talking about pulling out of the Masters for his kid to be born. That was 2 years, not this year, but last year when he won it, he was like, I'll leave the final round for my kid's birth. And that would have been his second Masters, but still, it was his second Masters.
Yeah, there's this crazy premise that you are what your profession is, and it just doesn't have to be that way. It can be more than that. And I think that was something that got to the heart of it. I think we've started to see that commentary, and along with just some of the mental health discussions that we've seen in the last couple of years trending in that direction. All of these athletes are so much more than just what their profession is, what their job is.
Yeah, you find out so much more about them when you get to have conversations like we are at SEC Media Days with all the athletes and coaches that are stopping by. We're having more in-depth conversations. But I think it's also important to note, though, that he can afford to step away and be a good father at moment's notice because of what the sport of golf has given him. And not everyone is in that same situation. So while it's ideal, and I love this, I love that he said this, I think some people are like, well, good for you, man. But, like, I can't do that.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to look at it that way and say, well, he's saying that because he's got 19 wins since 2022 in three majors. But I believe that if he was a guy scrapping at the bottom of the barrel, too, he would probably have – the same feeling. I think that's just who he is as a human being. But there is also an aspect of part of being a good father and a good spouse is you know, carrying your weight and, you know, kind of providing. I say it all, I think about it all the time. Like, people, when I was about to have Pork Chop and, you know, Mike Conti and I were sitting there talking, he was like, hey, what about traveling? You still want to do that? And I'm like, yeah. That's my job. I make, you know, that's how I provide. I was like, I'm going to miss some Sundays and some Saturdays, but at the end of the day, when my kid, you know, grows up and gets to a certain age where she understands, she'll know that, yeah, I miss some stuff, but I also was providing for her. And I think that is as much of a part of being a good father to me as just being sitting in the stands when she strikes out or something, you know, in a softball game.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you then, because you can't really predict what's going to make you emotional, but you were down at NASCAR for a couple days. Were there any texts or little milestones that Porkchop had while you were gone that you're like, man, I wish I had seen that?
Milestones, no, but I get one track sometimes. And because when I don't, I'm all over the place. As you can see, my head is just like on a swivel right now.
Yes, it is.
And it's take, so that's not good, but I'll get one track and like maybe the task at hand, right? And so then when I am reminded, it throws me off the other way. Like Amy was sending me pictures of her and videos. Mm-hmm. And then I'm starting to miss her.
Yeah.
And so it threw me a little bit. Like, I would start missing her and then I would get over it, and I would go back into the, all right, I'm down here for, I'm doing a show, or this is that, I'm working. And then every time she would send me a picture, I would instantly start missing her again and kind of bring me back to, I wish I was there. So, yes and no, maybe not milestones, but just little things that were happening. And so, I know maybe I'm not alone in that, but I will get over here and completely block out personal life. And I would tell you, I think both of you, Abe, you and Allie, would both say that you have to in this business. Because if you are thinking about something that's happening off the air in your life, you kind of go down a road where now you're not kind of on, and you're not taught, you know, and that's really any job, I guess.
Yeah, that goes, you know, all industries. As soon as you clock in, you got to leave that baggage at the door. The suitcases will be waiting for you on your way out, you know? So I think that's in every business, but definitely when that on-air light goes on, I know all that personal stuff goes out the window.
Yeah, I mean, what's that show? Is it Severance where they do
yes.
that? I mean, it's kind of like
fascinating.
Yeah, you've got to be able to put it aside for the moment and bring it. Not just because we're on air and we need to inform and entertain and all that stuff, but just in general, any job where you need to have some level of focus.
Did you see yesterday that Severance got like 28 Emmy Awards? Like, it's like the highest rate of awards for a show on Apple, of course.
I think you're talking about Studio.
Am I talking about Studio?
I think you're talking about the Studio.
Okay,
here.
Well, I'm corrected.
But, yeah, I did see that. A number of legendary actors got their first ever Emmy nomination. So pretty cool to see that. I think we're going to be joined by Kalen DeBoer here in just a moment for a couple of quick seconds here, Bo. Fascinated and excited to talk to the Alabama head coach when he does come by our set. And we'll jump him
I got to talk to him before he ever coached a game, right after we drafted Michael Penix. And I think Atlanta needs to appreciate this guy, because the guy putting on a headset right now, Kalen DeBoer, head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, is also the man that we need to personally thank. We spoke to you right after the draft, Coach. Mike Johnson is our normal host along with us. He's on vacation for some reason, but – you're the guy that is, to me, that has done a lot for Michael Penix Jr. And he's an amazing talent. But you're kind of responsible because you had him in Indiana and you used him one way. And then you turned around and you got him at Washington and you completely kind of remade what his career was as a college quarterback.
Man, I tell you what, you just said something about me making him. He made me too. You know, I mean, together we did it. You know, some amazing things. And I just saw him a couple weeks ago. If there's a lot of players that are super special to you, but because of his journey and what we accomplished together, and his faith and confidence to come up to Washington at the time when maybe staying closer to home and the career kind of going a certain direction at that point. Just meant so much. And so, yeah, he actually came over a couple weeks ago, spent the night at the house, and we had dinner with a bunch of the others that he knows well that came down from Washington too. So I'm super excited about what this next year is for him. When he gets comfortable and familiar with an offense, those tools that he has will take over. And so I'm excited for this next round.
Yeah, I myself am an Indiana alum, so I remember watching the early days of Mike, and then now to see him here as QB1 with the Falcons, it's a pretty wild ride. Awesome. It is Coach Kalen DeBoer, head coach for Alabama, joining us here on the morning shift. What was new for you last year at Alabama that maybe you don't have to worry about this year that lets you really dial in and focus on just making this season the best it can be?
I can't say that. I mean, yeah, you're in a different conference. You're going to different stadiums, many that I had never been to before. Familiarity with the community and all that. But I think year one is year one at it's going to be logistics. There's going to be things that you just got to work through and figure out, and new staff coming together, and players that you don't know, and personnel, and things that guys do really well that you thought they could do well and they don't, and vice versa. But I think a lot of it is just always evolving, and so that's where we're in. That's the mindset we're in, and you're always going to adjust no matter what, but from year one to year two, there needs to be that big jump.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Kalen DeBoer joining us, Alabama head coach here on the morning shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game, live at SEC Media Days. All right, you guys, Jalen Milroe goes to the NFL. You know, he's out in Seattle, and you got a quarterback battle brewing, right? I mean, it's Ty Simpson, Austin Mack, like one of those, Keelan Russell. How's that going to shape up for you guys, and who's kind of the front runner right now as we enter fall camp?
Yeah, at the end of the spring, I know we made an announcement publicly. So, a lot of people, and justifiably so, if we played today, Ty Simpson would be our quarterback. And he had a really nice spring. So did the other guys. You can see their growth. They're getting these really meaningful reps. And, you want it for every guy, and in Ty's case, you want it because he's really stayed the course here. He's stayed through going into year four now. He's got relationships with the players, but so do the other guys. He's got the tools, but so do the other guys. And so it's just a matter of being consistent, letting his play, just being him and going out there and doing his thing, always, trying to be better the next day. And he's done that. And so I'm excited to get into fall camp here and let him roll, let him get after it.
Coach, they're wrapping us up, so I know we got to get you out of here, but real quick, rapid fire, are you a 5'11 guy? in the playoff or in a nine-game schedule.
I got you. I thought we were talking height or something like that. I'm like, gosh, I'm at least 6 foot.
No, you're trust me, I'm under 5'11". I know when you're over 6 foot.
I think it's about trying to get as many. I mean, you want all the best teams in the playoff, right? And so how do you accomplish that? You know, you want to reward the teams that do win championships, conference championships. And so, I tend to lean that way. But I can't say that I'm standing on the table. I want to continue to be educated on what's best for college football. But also, I think what's best for college football is figure out how to get the best teams in the playoff every single year. So, is that what you think?
Yeah.
How we get the best ones?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I don't think any conference should have a set number.
Sure.
I think, you know, you get the best teams in that played that year, and doesn't matter what conference they're in.
I mean, it might help you out if you had that, if you're a certain conference, but some years it might not, you know, you might not have deserved it, and so or got too many, you know.
Agreed.
So, you know, so yeah, just to get the best teams in there, give the teams that have a good resume and have accomplished a lot of great things throughout the course of the season, and let them go ball out in the playoffs.
Coach, thanks for joining us. I know it was quick, but we appreciate you taking some time.
Yeah,
luck
thank
this
you
season.
Guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Kalen DeBoer, Alabama head coach, joined us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game. We have to take a break, Abe. Coming up, we have Mr. College Football set to join us here in a few minutes. Tony Barnhart next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game, live at SEC Media Days and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.